I want to read you something that will give you the latest, what's called literature review summary, in the most recent assessment of the modern historiography on the bombing of Hiroshima. This is from Diplomatic History, a scholarly journal. Careful scholarly treatment of the records and manuscripts opened over the past few years has greatly enhanced our understanding of why the Truman administration used atomic weapons against Japan. Experts continue to disagree on some issues, but critical questions have been answered. The consensus among scholars is that the bomb was not needed to avoid an invasion of Japan. It is clear that alternatives to the bomb existed, and that Truman and his advisors knew it. I want to underscore the last part. It's long been understood by many specialists that the bombing was totally unnecessary, contrary to what you might see in the popular press. But that's an after-fact judgment, after the event. This judgment is that the scholars who are specialists and most knowledgeable say, and Truman and his advisors knew in advance, before using the bomb, that there were other ways to end the war without destroying these two cities. Now, that's a very controversial statement, but I want to underline the source of it. This is not a left-wing politician or a radical revisionist historian or a left socialist scholar saying this. The man who has assessed this does not belong to any of the scholarly camps. He's not a right-wing, left-wing, or middle-wing professor. He is currently the chief historian of the United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission, a very neutral body, and he is telling you in this statement, this is what the scholarly literature, the most recent expert studies, say. It's not necessarily his opinion, it is what he tells you the experts are saying. Now, let me give you a couple more just by way of introduction, just so you get a sense of how others have understood this who've really gone into the documents, and then we can begin to talk about the story. This is something not from recent assessment. This is something from 1946, and I'm going to give you two official 1946 studies of the decision, official government studies. Certainly, remember, the invasion of Japan, had it occurred, would not have been the one that might have cost any serious number of lives, could not have occurred until March or April 1946. The bombs were dropped in August of 1945, 6 to 7 months time before there would have been a real invasion of Japan. There was scheduled a first preliminary landing, not the full invasion, for November 1st, 3 months off. The reason you need to know these dates, I'm going to read you the conclusion of one official study from 1946. Certainly prior to 31 December 1945, and in all probability, that's well before an invasion, and in all probability prior to 1 November, Japan would have surrendered, even if the atomic bombs had not been dropped, even if Russia had not entered the war, and even if no invasion had been planned or contemplated. We're going to come back to the question about Russia entering the war. Russia was neutral at this point. That's the conclusion of the United States Official Strategic Bombing Survey in June of 1946. One final one. This one was discovered only 5 years ago. A Spanish scholar happened upon this top secret study, misfiled at the National Archives, and brought it to my attention. That's the way historical research works. And he brought it to my attention. No one seems to have noticed it, except the government officials who wrote it and did not make it public. This is 1946, War Department study by the Strategic Plan and Policy Group of the Operations Planning Division of the War Department, which is the key operational group that did planning for the military in World War II. Quote, the dropping of the bomb was the pretext seized upon by all leaders, as leaders of Japan, as the reason for ending the war. But the various chain of events, which we're going to talk about, that led up to this make it almost a certainty that the Japanese would have capitulated upon the entry of Russia into the war, which happened on August 8th, 3 months before an invasion, if the first landing, 7 months before an invasion. The Japanese leaders had decided to surrender and were merely looking for a sufficient pretext to convince the army group that Japan had lost the war and must capitulate to the Allies. The entry of Russia into the war would almost certainly have furnished this pretext and would have been sufficient to convince all responsible leaders that surrender was unavoidable. It goes on to say an invasion was only a remote, quote, quote, possibility. So I'm giving you just some of the headlines of the modern scholarship, most recent studies, and the 1946 official, two official studies of the decision. Now, why is that so different from what most Americans were taught and most Americans still believe? For instance, most Americans were taught, most Americans still believe that perhaps 500,000, perhaps a million lives were saved, American lives, and perhaps another million Japanese lives were saved by using the atomic bomb because it ended the war without an invasion. These studies, and I think the modern expert scholarship agree, that that is a myth, a complete myth. And one of the questions we want to come back to is, how is it that a myth of that kind could be created and could survive for now almost 50 years?